Well, today we're gonna be discussing consistency.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna give D the floor first, and then I guess I put my two cents in because I feel like it's a subject that you cannot talk
enough about.
Exactly. See, you see how we work off each other. Y'all love that.
Shake and bake, nigga. Nah. Especially in the entertainment field, what you're trying to do, or social media world, we got to remind ourselves that we have to start off with one. We want that million, we want the end result, but we got to fall in love with the process. I know I'm taking that from Gary Vee, but it's facts. I want to start learning how to fall in love with the process, then falling in love with the end result.
I completely agree with you, man, because what happens is, for example, like if there's a racer, right? He's not looking at the finish line. He's not like, okay, yo, I gotta get to that finish line. That's what I gotta do. No, he's focusing on each step. Okay, am I propelling myself further? Am I controlling my breath? That's the process right there. You have to control what's in your area. You feel me? Not the end result, because the end result is gonna happen regardless. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, and I completely agree with what you're saying. Like, yo, even if you have one fin, that's one fin you didn't have.
Yeah, that's facts. Like, I'm going to go a little vulgar. Like, yo, at the end of the day, it's like you with a chick or a dude, whatever. You're not focused on, oh, yo, when I catch that nut. No, you're more infatuated with the process, like, you know, luring the person in, getting them to fall for you and like you. Yeah. And then you get that first, you know, touch. You're like, yo, let's go watch a movie. Yeah, and then you just, like, leaning, and then the excitement, the adrenaline running. And then that first kiss, and then it's liftoff. Like, you'd rather that than somebody just go sit on you for the guys, or a dude just stick it in for the girls, or whatever you into. Like, nobody's gonna like that. So kind of treat it like that in the sense of the process. Just, that was lightning for y'all, you know. It's lightning round. I don't know.
Speak it.
But yeah, just fall in love with that. Call that process like foreplay. You need that foreplay.
You know what I was about to say, that shit? I was about to say, because a lot of people don't do foreplay now. You know what I mean? No, for real. You know how many girls I've encountered, and then I'm doing foreplay, and they're like, oh my God. They're like, what? She's like, nobody does foreplay anymore. I'm like, yo, it's like, you know Christmas is coming, and you know, oh my God, I'm going to get that present. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, if you walk downstairs and it's just there, you're like, oh, okay, you're still excited. But if you got to rip the paper open and then take the bow off, and then like, oh my
get
God.
Get that box open.
Exactly. Like, yo, I got what I wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Versus so somebody like, just throw it at you.
So yeah, fall in love with the process, man. And you gotta be consistent with that, because what happens is you don't fall in love with it because you're focusing on the end result. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's something you should be learning during that process. You're not even learning. So even if you do get the end result that you're looking for, since you wasn't paying attention during the process, you're going to encounter a situation where it's like God already prepped you for this, but unfortunately you wasn't paying attention. So now when the test comes, you're going to fail it. You feel me? It's like being in class and the teacher is telling you all this. You're playing around. Ha ha, yeah, I don't want to be here, man. Whatever. Da, da, da. Come test day. All them people you're messing with, laughing, ha, they focused. Boom, 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 boom. They get their test done. Boom, pass. You over here struggling like, damn, how them boys already did? Because, yo, they fell in love with the process.
Yo, you kind of reminded me of something. Speaking of school.
Is it sexy?
Nah. Oh, okay. But everybody could relate to this. It's like, okay. I was lazy as hell when it came to school. Mm-hmm. I'm only interested in things that I want to learn. But it's just like, I realized, yo, if I took the time to, like, study some of the stuff I learned that day in class or do the notes, it'll eliminate me crunching last minute, especially when it's test day. I used to dread it. I was like, man, like I spent all this time having fun chilling when I could have been probably chilling a week before the test day if I just knocked out the studying of what I learned and retained easier.
Absolutely, because now you're going in with a stressed mind.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Bruh.
Compared to you being relaxed and be like, oh,
so many times, bro.
I've done that too. You know what I hated in school? Projects. I hated doing projects. Every time they say it was a project, I always find the smartest girl in class so she could help a nigga out, and I did nothing.
Hey, yo, the science projects be the worst. I'd be just throwing shit together, bro.
And I love science. I don't like doing the projects.
You know what it is? You just triggered something else. Me and you do not like being told what to do, but if you just let us have creative freedom to do what we want, we can excel. It's not like we can't do it, we just don't want to.
Exactly. I agree. Now we're gonna end off this podcast today a little short, because we gotta handle something.
But yeah, definitely. But just fall in love with the process. It's foreplay, you know? One turns into two, two turns into four, four turns into eight, and et cetera. Just think about it like that. And it's the quality of people who likes you. Because you could have a million people, but it's like, if they don't care about you, then what?
Exactly. So, whew, fuck. Okay, I'm going to go because this nigga breath is not healthy. This your boy, Aris Black.
It's your boy, Samurai.
And once again, y'all already know I ain't even going to say it this time. So y'all better have what I like. Y'all better have what I like. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what I want from y'all. So I'm out.
Maybe bring him like toupees or some shit.